ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of Mr. Rich Mee, the CUNA COO. How's it going?
It's going great. We're having a fantastic GAC. We're very excited about all that's going on.
Yeah, the show, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's such a good vibe here this year. Yeah. Everyone's upbeat and looking forward to 2016, and it's just a good vibe again this year.
Well, last year was our first GAC for Jim and I, and there's a lot of good things that happened, but we also thought there's a lot of improvements we could make, and so we looked to make those improvements. We moved the stage around to engage the audience better. We got some good feedback from that.
Oh, good.
We tried to yesterday have more of a common theme for the presentations, and we were actually accused of scripting people to have it all sound like it was all the same. We didn't do that, but we did try and have a common theme, and I think people noticed the difference of having kind of a more consistency of what's being presented on the main stage, so that's been good. We've got our regulators here today, and we've got a lot of other Ted Koppel's here today. We've got a lot of exciting speakers, so we're real excited about it.
And even the director, Richard Cordray, is going to be here from the CFPB. That's pretty impressive as well. That's a really good move in the right direction.
Yes. And he was generous enough to not only come and speak on the stage, but he also gave an audience before he spoke to some of our board and some other credit union leaders beforehand. So I was really appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's such a good step in the right direction. Let's talk about some of your bylaws here.
Sure.
Can you address some of those that what people will be interested in here?
Sure. We did a breakout session yesterday afternoon on them. We're going to do another one this afternoon.
Okay.
And let me just restate what I stated at the bylaw breakout session. Our bylaws over the past 81 years got very inefficient because a series of changes were made over the years in what I call kind of a cut and bite fashion. You know, strike this, insert that, you know, add this, throw this in. And as a result, the bylaws were not clear, were not transparent, didn't allow for the same level of what we want accountability to our members that we hope we can achieve with these new bylaws. So rather than try and go through and nitpick our way back through the bylaws, we started from scratch and we're a brand new set of bylaws that we think will be more transparent, more open, and allow us to be more accountable. We would have rewritten our bylaws regardless. As you know, there are issues that develop in terms of choice.
Right.
And so these bylaws accommodate choice. We're not forcing leagues to decide choice, but we're accommodating choice.
Right.
So we can work with the leagues that have already given their members choice, and the leagues that haven't yet or may not ever. We have to work with all and be welcoming to all leagues and credit unions.
It's good to have that option, you know. And I think it's. I think a lot of people are happy with that. So it's good to have choices.
And we got some good feedback yesterday at the session.
Okay.
You know, there were some skeptics and some criticisms, but I'd say it was probably roughly 3-1 people speaking in favor to those who are skeptical or in opposition.
Why would they be skeptical? I mean, just out of curiosity.
There's sort of two issues I'm hearing that there's two issues that people have some skepticism over. One is this issue of choice. There are some credit unions and some leagues who just fundamentally disagree with that, and they really want to preserve the dual membership option.
Sure.
I understand that.
Yeah.
What we've seen, you know, in the marketplace with a number of states, a number of leagues offering choice, that train really left the station this fall.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
I think at the meeting of all the league presidents in Florida this past winter, while not everyone maybe agrees with the direction, I think everyone came to terms with it and realized that, okay, we need to move forward.
Yeah.
We need to get this behind us. We need to change bylaws, modernize bylaws, modernize CUNA, and move on.
Okay. Got it. Got it. And so what are some, I mean, kind of switching gears a little bit here, what's some of the buzz that you're hearing at the show? What are you talking to credit unions about besides the choice? What else are you talking about
The other big theme or buzz is we released recently, and we had a session on this yesterday, a reg burden study that shows the cost of regulatory burden.
Oh, yeah. We talked to Bill Hample about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my
and
gosh.
That's been a huge hit. I think that potentially could be a game changer, an effort to remove barriers for credit unions.
No doubt.
And we're not saying in this report or in our advocacy there should be no regulation. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is that since the crisis and since the passage of Dodd-Frank, the burden has grown so great. And can we get back closer to where we were before the crisis? Because credit unions didn't cause a crisis.
Right.
But yet we're paying for it and suffering from it.
gosh, when will that end?
Yeah.
So what are your goals for the show? I mean, obviously, you have a very busy schedule. You're talking to a lot of people. What are your goals here?
Our goals are to better engage with the credit unions.
Okay, okay.
So leading into the GAC, we had a number of committee meetings, and we really changed those meetings so that it wasn't cumulative staff talking to credit unions. Rather, we wanted credit unions talking to us and giving us input and ideas and giving us some direction on our advocacy and our policies. Mm-hmm. And that worked really, really well. Similarly, at this at the GAC, we're trying to seek out credit unions and learn from them. What's the biggest issue for you? What's your priorities? Yeah. How can we, as a movement, not only engage the people who are here? It's in some respects we're kind of preaching to the choir, but how do we engage all of our 104 million members? How do we engage all the credit unions around the country? How do we better engage and activate them in our advocacy and other efforts? And so we had some good discussion around that as well.
Right. I think this show is such a great forum for that. I mean, everyone's here. Oh, not everybody, but a lot of people are here, and you can get firsthand feedback and then go back and make the appropriate changes, whatever they may be. I mean, I just think it's a fabulous way to make change quickly.
It's a really powerful event because we've got nearly 5,000
that's
people
a lot.
Here, and that's a lot. And so one example, we have 60 credit union advocates from the state of Hawaii, came all the way up here from Hawaii.
Really?
They have such a big group that they can't meet with their delegation in their delegation's offices. They have to have a special meeting place in the U.S. Capitol.
Are you kidding me?
No, and so the members of their delegation are coming to them to see them, which is pretty powerful and pretty cool that we can demand that level of attention with all our people here. And showing the big
awesome.
Impact and presence of credit unions.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, I love hearing stories like that. That's such great news. All right, wrap up question for you here, Rich. What advice do you have for credit unions? Given what we've talked about, given what they're gonna ingest here and take back to their credit union, what advice do you have for credit unions for the rest of 2016? Because again, and what we're talking about here too, is it's an election year, so there's gonna be a lot of change. What advice do you have for folks?
I would say I've got two pieces of advice for credit unions. Number one is, as I said, we've got to engage more and engage our advocacy and have our voices heard as a loud, collective, big industry voice. And so that's the first piece. The second is, to follow up on a theme from yesterday, is there's disruption all over the marketplace. There's a lot of things happening. Credit unions have already been disrupting. We've been disrupting since our creation back in the 30s.
Yeah, no doubt.
We were the first original disruptors, but we need to continue to do that and continue to Director Cordray made this comment to us earlier this morning, and he's not wrong. As they are regulating some previously unregulated financial services players, that can help us. That can give us opportunities to grow our market share and grow our memberships. And I think I would urge credit unions to explore all of those options to keep growing, because as we say, growing is winning.
Yes, it is. Indeed. Great message to end on. Rich?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
My-